The first World's Fair was held in London in 1851, and it's a tradition that continues today. There's one coming up next month in South Korea. A new exhibition at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art highlights the importance and influence of innovation of the World's Fair. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
What do you think of when you hear the words World's Fair? Maybe it's the Eiffel Tower from the 1889 fair in Paris, the Ferris wheel from the 1893 Chicago fair, or songs like Meet Me in St. Louis from the film starring Judy Garland, set the year before the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis.
If you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair.
It's often the architectural marvels that are remembered, but most were built as temporary structures. Thousands of pieces of decorative art, crafted from ceramics, metal, glass, silver, porcelain, or wood, still remain, snapped up at World's Fairs by collectors or museums.
So this is where people will first come in, and there'll be a big graphics outside.
Catherine Footer is the decorative arts curator at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. She says World's Fairs first captured her imagination as a young child.
I grew up in New York City, so I went to the 1964 at least a couple of times. I don't have too much of a memory, although I have my Sinclair dinosaur from that fair. And then in 1967, my mother took us up to my sister and me to Montreal to see Expo 67. So I've always had this love of them.
When she was in graduate school at Yale, Footer says she started thinking about the architecture of World's Fairs. And later, as associate curator at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, she studied World's Fair acquisitions that she described as the epitome of style and craftsmanship. An idea for an exhibition has been percolating for years.
And I've taken it from museum to museum, and fortunately it landed here, and now it's the culmination of my vision. And I have to tell you that it is exceeding all my expectations.
Footer worked with Jason Bush of the Carnegie Museum of Art in Pittsburgh to choose the 200 objects in the exhibition, settling on the themes of innovation in technology and materials. They traveled the globe, acquiring loans from all over Europe and the United States, and works for the collection of the Nelson Atkins. There's an immense Gothic Revival bookcase, a delicate Tiffany brooch with champagne diamonds, an Art Deco glass chair.
Every object in the exhibition had to fight for its place because we saw tens of thousands of objects on our search for the ones that should be in the exhibition.
The exhibition spans the first World's Fair in London in 1851 to the 1939 fairs in New York and San Francisco. The fairs promoted innovation, competition, and consumerism. But Footer says they also led to a cross-cultural dialogue as the first global meeting places. She points to a pair of Japanese vases with samurai fighting under cherry blossoms from the Philadelphia 1876 centennial.
Its form is Japanese. Its subject matter is Japanese, and yet it starts to become very European very quickly because the composition, the sort of asymmetry and this cartouche and this sort of busyness was actually catering to European taste. So it's Japanese looking at Europeans who had been looking at Japanese things.
There are moments in the exhibition where you might experience the energy of a World's Fair, a vintage loop of film footage, stereoscopes and viewmasters with vivid 3D images, a display where you can virtually try on jewelry in the exhibition. As you walk through the galleries, the colors of the walls and the casework change, from classical to a bit of a flourish to streamlined and modern.
What I hope is as they move through, they start feeling a lightness with the Art Nouveau, nature, colors start changing, the objects, of course, change. And then when they come into the last section, they're going to see things that really relate to their own lives. Some of the objects that are in this last section are still in production today, such as the Barcelona chair and the Alto Savoy vase. Both of those are still made today, but they also relate visually to what we live with today.
Another element that connects viewers to today is outside, the temporary structure the museum commissioned called the Sun Pavilion. Front and center on the Nelson's lawn, it's made of shipping containers and a canopy of solar panels.
The design community here is so creative, And we're very hopeful that this might turn into a project that can be repeated, that it doesn't need a World's Fair exhibition to have that kind of excitement.
The exhibition took years of planning and months of installation work, and Footer says the team of about 100 designers, curators, handlers, and staffers at the museum has been as innovative as if they were putting on their own World's Fair. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.